the institutions that Trump will use for his crackdowns. Despite the false promises of liberal politicians, the wave of momentum towards defunding the police that crested in 2020 secured no major changes in legislation or budgets. The one lasting effect of the movement was that, through grassroots action, the participants succeeded in compelling large numbers of people to quit the police force. Today, exerting continuous low-level pressure against the Trump administration and its lackeys will diminish the number of people who are prepared to serve Trump as traitors to their communities, whether as ICE agents or in some other capacity. Fracture the political class. We need a strategy to compel opposition politicians to actually impede the police state rather than simply standing aside. Left to themselves, most politicians will simply cultivate an image rather than helping those who are under attack. But if their image depends on the perception that they are opposed to Trump, that can offer points of leverage via which to impel them to take a stand. Identify every institution, group, and influential individual that you have access to that is not inextricably invested in the rise of fascism. Work out what forms of leverage you can exert on each of them. With some of them, a conversation will suffice. With others, it might require other means. Set concrete goals, such as dissuading job seekers from working for ICE, getting influential figures to issue solidarity statements, or compelling local politicians to instruct police not to cooperate with federal operations. The police state requires the smooth functioning of the entire apparatus of power. That makes it vulnerable at countless different points. The liberals who helped create a fracture between Trump and Elon Musk simply by holding signs at Tesla dealerships have demonstrated how to divide the alliance that supports Trump. This should be repeated over and over, especially targeting those who are peripherally involved rather than those who are most deeply committed to his authoritarian project. Peel away the pillars of his support structure, one by one. The United States is polarized and divided, regionally as well as locally. If communities, cities, or whole regions can eventually put themselves concretely beyond the reach of federal repression, a model for real resistance will emerge. Take the offensive. In chess, once you become focused on defensive maneuvers, you have lost the game. To face down Trump's power grab, we need proactive strategies. Rather than simply reacting over and over, we have to choose the time and place of conflicts. This can be a way to tie up the resources and labor cycles that will otherwise be directed against us. Trump's oligarchical policies are immiserating countless millions all around the world. We need to demonstrate means of addressing the urgent needs that he is creating in a way that conveys a revolutionary vision of social change. The best defense is a good offense. Refuse to divide. When repression succeeds, its most damaging effect is not the immediate impact of the blow, but the fault lines it opens up. Trump's chief goal is to make us doubt ourselves and resent each other. Resolving misunderstandings and conflicts is a fundamental part of resistance. Present criticisms in good faith, holding open the door for those who are currently your rivals to eventually become allies, provided that they learn to conduct themselves responsibly. Those spreading divisiveness and toxicity are doing the work of the state. When the police knock on your door, your rights and options. In cooperation with legal counsel, our comrades have prepared a poster explaining how to handle visits from law enforcement. This includes any agent from any law enforcement agency, regardless whether they are local, state, or federal, including the FBI, ATF, and ICE, when they are working as law enforcement, uniformed or not. Consider putting a copy of this poster by the doors of your residence and familiarizing yourself with the information. These days, no matter who you are or what you're doing, you never know when you might receive an unwelcome visit. Say, "No, you cannot come in. I do not consent to a search." Keep the outer gate or door chain locked. If you must, step outside and close the door behind you. Better yet, speak through the door. Say, "No, I will not answer your questions." You can also say, "I have been advised to not answer questions. If you leave a card, a lawyer may contact you." The police are trained to intimidate. Don't let them bully you. Regardless of what they say, remember that you are never required to answer anything they ask. Your responsibility is to your conscience and your community, not to the police or their investigation. Research the legal resources available in your area. Keep the phone numbers accessible for the local National Lawyers Guild hotline, the local hotline to report ICE raids, and any contacts you have for legal support or raising bail money. Agree on a response plan with those you share this home with. Keep in mind that the phone numbers you have written out in your home may be discovered by police. Do not sign anything you are given without seeking advice from a lawyer first. Lying to police may result in criminal charges. The safest thing to do is not engage with them at all. Rehearse the phrases on this poster. That way, when the time comes, you will feel confident enough to deny them entry, access, and information. If they want to conduct a search, ask if they have a search warrant that is signed by a judge. It must be no more than 10 days old. If they do not have a search warrant, say, "I do not consent to a search." You may inform them that if they leave a card, a lawyer may contact them. You can then ask them to leave, or you can simply close the door. If they do have a warrant, you may ask them to slide it under the door or mail slot. You may want to take a picture of the warrant and send it to a lawyer. Signal is a secure and encrypted messaging app for smartphones. You can assert that you wish to consult with a lawyer before consenting to a search. This may not stop them from entering. Before they enter, you may wish to shut down electronics, move anything you wish to keep private from plain sight, and close all doors. The warrant may not apply to the entire house. Anything in plain sight that obviously appears illegal or evidence of a crime may be seized. If they have come to carry out an arrest, they must have an arrest warrant signed by a judge that is no more than 10 days old, specifying someone in this home, who is named. You are not required to confirm whether or not that person is present. The best way to decline to answer is to say, "I am going to remain silent. I will not answer any questions without a lawyer." If police have a reason to believe the named person is in the premises, they may enter without your permission to search for the individual. They can check places where a person could hide. Anything in plain view that obviously appears illegal or like evidence of a crime may be seized. If the arrest occurs inside, police may more thoroughly search the area of the person arrested. On the other hand, if the named person decides to surrender outside, it may limit or prevent a police search of the house. It is crucial for anyone arrested to fully exercise their right to remain silent. Do not answer any police questions other than booking questions, name, date of birth, and address. The best way to assert this right is to say, "I am going to remain silent. I want to speak to a lawyer." If they have a subpoena, police who come to your home with a subpoena are not legally entitled to enter unless you give them permission. Unless they have a warrant, they cannot come inside to search for anyone or anything named in the subpoena. The best way to assert that they do not have permission is to declare, "I do not consent to searches." After an incident, you may want to write down the details of what happened. Include the date, time, location, the people present, the agencies involved, the badge numbers of the officers, the names they mentioned, the questions they asked, the items they seized, and any damages, injuries, or other details. Documenting the details of this incident can be beneficial. Later, it may be important to have a record of all these details, and it is possible they will be forgotten otherwise. In case there could be potential risks if the document is discovered, it may help to protect the privacy of the document to write the name of an attorney and the words, confidential attorney-client communication.
And that's all for this episode of The Ex-Worker. For links to the text versions of what you've just heard, or to listen to more podcast episodes, audio zines, and audiobooks from our collective, check out our website at crimethink.com/podcasts. The Ex-Worker, an audio strike against a monotone world. For everyone who dreams of a life off the clock. Thanks for listening.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the deal's done.
Enquête de preuves guette, si les mauvais garçons du 9-4 commettent, si oui ou non des meurtres ici bas. Comment chanter la pression à tous ces frères qu'on abat? T'as 9-4, 310 000 raisons de tuer, mais une seule raison suffira à faire fumer ce monde. Certains s'en battent les couilles et tous les jours consomment le propos qui les sonne pendant que d'autres cogitent sur leur sort. J'informe que beaucoup trop de jeunes lâchent des douilles. Poto, si tu veux pas finir dans la boîte, cesse l'embrouille. Canon si au fond de la gorge, néon si la peur souille. Mais tes larmes vont pas te sauver, mon vieux, faut que t'aies des couilles. Et le jour où le glas sonne, flashback dans le passé, comment dire à ceux que t'aimes tes erreurs du passé? Faire tes potes, j'en ai assez, lassé de ressasser mon passé, qui n'a pas rêvé un beau jour de revenir dans le passé.
Chacun ses raisons, plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons? Si des innocents payent, faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons. Plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons? Si des innocents payent, faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons.
T'avais des rêves, mais ils sont tous brisés. Comme un verre en cristal, mec, ta peine faut maîtriser. Cristal même, sentiment délinquant, juvénile, débilisé. Souvent traité d'anti-civil et tu t'en bats la race. Quand tu crevais la dalle sans trêve, hélas, Les gens restent là et te traitent de dégueulasse. Blasphème pas ici, le respect se gagne à coup de bastos. Plasma par terre parmi les canettes et la cagnotte. C'est pas pour ceux qui blasphèment par mal ou faillotte. Mec t'es plein de paillettes. Les gens disent que tu brilles, t'y as cru, ça y est. Fais plutôt gaffe au plateau vide, ça y est, t'y es. C'est plus la fin qui nous motive. On court vers la fin, sans jamais l'atteindre, comme des locomotives. Le ventre plein, on s'éventrerait pour un billet. Pour des choses importantes, comme bien s'habiller.
Chacun ses raisons, plus on est à penser pareil, plus on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons. Plus on est à penser pareil, plus on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons.
Je pense que le crime a sa raison, comme la folie a sa raison. Tu sais, chacun a sa raison, personne n'est à l'abri de perdre la raison. Combien d'étaient en plus gérés, mais se sont retrouvés dépassés. La vie, est-ce qu'elle est plus à dépasser. Mais moi j'ai fait le rêve qu'un jour l'humanité trouve la paix. Mais en attendant, personne n'est prêt de loin comme tu es prêt. L'argent achète le silence, beaucoup de gens en tendance à faire le mal ou à guider par son influence. Pas d'embrouille, pas de rivalité, sans le blé. Certains veulent trop flamber, se sont pris pour des blindés, se retrouvent à fleurir. Ils ne comptent plus les alertes ou en. Et la cité, leur parcours s'arrête pas plus loin d'entrée. Voilà ce qu'apporte de péter plus haut de son huche. Un médecin à sa porte, fusil à pompe en main et bute. Comme un chien, quand on vient, se regarde des voisins. T'as voulu jouer madame, maintenant à toi d'accepter ta.
Chacun
main.
Ses raisons, plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons. Plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons. Plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons. Plus on est à penser pareil, on perd la raison. Qui le remarquera si nous nous taisons. Si des innocents payent, faut faire une raison. Chacun ses raisons, chacun ses raisons.
De bonhomme, mafia africaine, de chat, doucement bouché.
Aesthetics, it's all that I know. I wanna know what we're doing. We know how it sounds, yes we know how it sounds. We know how this sounds. Aesthetics, all that we know. Oh, we know what we're doing. What we know how it sounds, yes we know how it sounds. We know how this sounds.
tutarmış. İnsan vatanını satar mı? Suyunu içtin, ekmeğini yedin. Dünyada vatandan aziz şey var mı? Suyunu içtin, ekmeğini vatandan aziz şey var mı?
Beyler bu vatana nasıl nasıl kıydınız? Beyler bu vatana
om de mijnen en de bergen en bossen en rivieren waar we zojuist naar hebben geluisterd, wonen ook onze medemensen. Ik noem drie grote bevolkingsgroepen. De inheemse gemeenschappen, de Afro-Colombiaanse gemeenschappen en de boerengemeenschappen. Van de inheemse gemeenschappen zijn de Wayuu en de Yukpa de grootste. Verder de Arhuaca, Cogui, Biwa, Canquamo. En van de Afro-Colombiaanse gemeenschappen Chancleta, Manantial, Patilla, Roche en Tabaco. De Afro-Colombiaanse gemeenschap van Tabaco werd in 2001 verdreven door de politie en bulldozers en een dorp werd met de grond gelijk gemaakt. Tot op heden zijn de mensen niet teruggeplaatst, hoewel rechtbanken hebben vastgelegd dat ze recht hebben op compensatie. We zijn al 17 jaar van ons grondgebied verdreven. We hebben geen land en velen van ons hebben geen vast inkomen, zegt Samuel Aregoses, verdediger van het grondgebied, het water en het leven van de Afro-Colombiaanse en Wayuu gemeenschappen. Om hun eis kracht bij te zetten, bezetten verschillende families op 16 oktober 2018 een stuk land. In mei 2020 blokkeerden dorpelingen uit Tabaco de kolenexportspoorlijn van Cerrejón uit protest tegen het gebrek aan vooruitgang bij hun herhuisvesting na 19 jaar gedwongen verplaatsing en het afblazen van gesprekken door het bedrijf vanwege COVID-19. 2 maanden geleden nog hielden ze weer een blokkade van het spoor van 9 dagen.
De Rebel Up crew, die zit veilig thuis. Jij ook en ik ook. Maar bon, dat zal de pret zeker niet bederven. Fantastische wereldmuziek krijg je nu in Rebel Up op Brus.
از قلب ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران سلام از قلب ایران
به نام یزدان رحیم و رحمان به اهل جهان سلام از ایران منم سرباز مهر سپاه مهربانی سلاح من کلام و مرام پهلوانی
هر زمین هر زبان جانم فدای ایران
ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران سلام از قلب ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران ایران سلام از قلب ایران
خوابیت وقتت به دور جهان فریاد شیران، خون شهیدان با ربط ایمان، چندین کیش و اصالت بنیاد میهن من، هر قوم و هر نژادی دریش وطن من.
از قلب ایران، ایران ایران ایران، ایران ایران ایران، ایران ایران ایران، سلام از قلب ایران، ایران ایران ایران، ایران ایران ایران،
Rebel up sound clash.
Thank you. pienso en ti. Con mi pena en la garganta, tú no te acuerdas de mí. Y mi pena ya se enchanta, que ya no me dejas
Clash Universe.